You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Kim on a win.
Another win, in my opinion, for the Trump administration, and that is that RFK Jr. just cut $500 million in mRNA vaccine contracts. And of course, people are freaking out about this because they're saying that this is going to make it impossible to do research and develop more of these COVID vaccines. And of course, this comes as they're trying to announce some, you know, goofy new strain of this, of you know, COVID, and freaking people out. And it's just funny because you have these news outlets that are pushing this fear-mongering content of there's a new strain and you have to make sure you get vaccinated. And then, you know, I'll be scrolling on social media, and then just below that, I'll see another outlet that's talking about how more and more people are opting to not get their latest COVID vaccine.
Well, so let me just double check. So the mRNA messes with your DNA?
Yes. Yes, it absolutely does. This was
the
big.
The whole idea is that that's what it does. Yeah.
Yes, and this is scary because this really was the first time with COVID that this had been implemented. It had been in the works for a while, and that was the argument was, oh, well, we've been developing this for a very long time, and it's tested, and it's safe, but they had never actually put it into a vaccine and on a wide scale approach, like given it to all these people. And I mean, there were so many cases and continue to be so many cases of myocarditis, issues with the heart. You had all these young athletes drop, seemingly healthy young athletes, particularly young men, who were dropping dead. Now, can we definitively say it was because they received the COVID vaccine because of this specifically mRNA? No, obviously not. But I mean, it's a little odd that we had all of these things happening and these were people who happened to get, in many cases, vaccinated. So you have to at least ask the question. I want to play this soundbite for you. This is a guy named Dr. Paul Offit. He's on some advisory committee or whatever with vaccines, but he's also a pediatrician who apparently specializes in infectious diseases, vaccines, immunology, and he has a lot of opinions about what happened here with RFK Jr.
What's a sad day for science in this country? The mRNA vaccines saved our lives. It was estimated that in 2021, you were 12 times more likely to be hospitalized and die if you didn't get a vaccine than if you did. In 2022, you were 6 times more likely to be hospitalized and die. It's a phenomenal technology, and it was remarkably safe. I mean, I'm on the FDA Vaccine Advisory Committee. When we looked at those data in December of 2020, we were only looking at 35,000 people who had received that vaccine. All of us were worried that the other shoe was going to drop, that there was going to be a much more serious side effect that we would see when millions of people, now hundreds of millions of people, were vaccinated. And that wasn't true. Although the vaccine could cause myocarditis, meaning inflammation of the heart muscle, it was rare and it was transient and self-resolving and short-lived, as distinct from the virus, which could cause myocarditis, which could cause you to be hospitalized, go to the intensive care unit, and die.
That's the kind of crap that you're hearing from people like this guy. It's fear-mongering and it's completely inaccurate. People were not getting COVID, but they had received the shot, only the shot, and they had myocarditis, and guess what? They were dying. It you know, I lost my job from the TV station here in St. Louis, sure. Ryan, because I refused to get the COVID shot. I have zero regrets about that. I would do it over and over and over again. I'd lose every single job I ever have, even moving forward. If they sat there and ever tried to mandate that again, I'd be out the door so fast. I am so grateful that I opted not to get that, because I've heard from so many women who made the decision, and I respect the fact that you should be able to make the decision to get it. I'm not criticizing people who got it. I'm criticizing people who want to force it on everybody else. But I heard from so many women who had their cycles messed up, and it wasn't even just women who got the shot who had their cycles messed up. There were women who were around people who had the shot, and their cycles got messed up. I mean, it was very bizarre what was happening, and there are so many people who have sadly been vaccine injured who have reached out to me, and it's so underreported because there's nothing that the vaccine companies have to do. There's zero liability for the actual company. They can roll out all these shots and they don't have to pay anything. There is potential compensation, but it's not through the specific company. So it's not like Pfizer is going to pay you out if you get a Pfizer shot and you're injured from it.
Mm-hmm. I find there's that big case here in Detroit where a woman tested the waters basically and said that she was forced off her job for religious reasons, based on wanting to take the vaccine. She won a huge settlement. And this was just one of a lot of cases that could be brought in front of a jury.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Cases like that interest you?
Absolutely. It's funny, I didn't end up suing KMOV. I absolutely could have, but I was let go in 2021 when this whole thing had just kind of been rolled out, and I had attorneys reaching out to me, but I just lost my job. They owed me more than $10,000 from my contract that they didn't pay because my contract was cut short, and they would only pay it if I agreed to sign a non-disclosure where I basically could say absolutely nothing about what had happened. And I said, that's BS. I said, I'm going to be talking about this. And I did. And so I refused to sign the non-disclosure. So I basically walked away and took nothing. And I was, you know, in my 30s at the time, early 30s. And I ended up moving back in with my parents for a little bit. And, you know, I didn't care. I'm like, I'm not getting this. But it has been really neat, Ryan, to see a lot of these people. I've seen teachers and others who were let go like I was, and they did opt to sue. And like you said, they're winning massive settlements in this.
Yeah. Yeah. And the one, and basically, if I remember correctly, they came up with a pool of like 100 potential people, and they just picked one, and they said, we're just going to test the waters with this one. And they won huge. Essentially, the lawyer made the argument that, is it reasonable for someone with a deeply held religious conviction to want to withhold the vaccine if they have a objection to some of the things in it, including its testing and use of was it fetal cells?
Aborted fetal tissue.
So, yeah, and the jury agreed it is 100% reasonable. So what the lawyer argued essentially was, it doesn't matter if you took the vaccine or not. Is it reasonable for a person to object to it if they have a deeply held religious belief? And they all agreed it was reasonable. So losing your job over it is something that is discrimination. It's against the law. You can't do that for a deeply held religious conviction. So she won a ton of money. And it basically was a wake-up call for all these other people that said, well, I was in the exact same situation, so how are they going to handle it now when all these other suits start coming up?
Right. But, you know, I would take it even one step beyond that. I don't think, you know, I had a religious exemption. Like, I was technically, well, I shouldn't say I was granted that. It's very confusing. It was a very much back and forth thing with my union, and I had to get a letter from my pastor, and they were asking if I take any other medications, and do I drink, and all these things. I mean, it was this whole fiasco, but I don't even think you should have to argue that. I think that if you don't want to inject something into your body, you shouldn't be forced to do that. You shouldn't have to provide, in my opinion, a specific reasoning like it's against my religious beliefs to say, hey, I don't want this chemical into my body. Again, if you want to get all the shots, by all means, I have zero reservations about somebody else opting to get the shots. I just don't think that somebody should be forcing somebody else to put that into their body. I'm also encouraged that, I think it was just a couple of weeks ago, RFK Jr. Is requiring that it's a mercury-based preservative. Thimerosal, I believe, is what it's called. And it's in so many vaccines. It's in the flu shot. And they're saying that that has to be removed. I mean, that was put in there back in like the 1930s. And they were saying, well, yeah. it's to prevent contamination and all of these things.
Mercury.
Mercury. Yeah, that's what we want flowing through our veins, right? Mercury. And of course, every time you read one of these articles from the mainstream media, they make sure that they say, oh, you know, RFK Jr. is doing exactly what we worried he would do. He's, you know, he's clearly anti-vaccine and he's pushing that agenda and, you know, kids are going to die and all of these things. And it's funny to look at the way that some of these outlets are reporting on this and just basically saying that this is like doomsday. You know what I mean? That RFK Jr. is doing some of this stuff. I'm like, no, he's trying to protect us. Like that guy, Dr. Offit, who says, oh, there's no concern about, you know, this is safe. There's no concern about mRNA and all this stuff that's going into your, being injected into your body. Well, I'm sorry. This was rushed and we have no long-term studies or either even in-depth studies on what this could do to somebody. So for him to say that, that's just completely inaccurate.
Yeah, and here's the test. All you got to ask them, do you know that for 100% certainty? And their answer is no, because they don't, because right. It is not known with certainty. So if you were to cast doubt on something that's uncertain, that is totally reasonable, but they're going to make it sound like you're the crazy person for doing that. And here's the problem. There's no repercussion for them being wrong. The repercussion is, oops, I guess we didn't know. But they're the ones generating the information that people are basing their decisions off of. So there should be some accountability if they are making it sound like there is zero chance anything bad can happen. Mm-hmm. And they make it, oh, it's totally safe. And the repercussions are so minimal compared to what the alternative is. They use all these same type of logic and buzzwords and ways to try to convince you that everything is safe, that if we find out later that there are long-term problems and there are other issues that we find in the body, then they should be held accountable for all of the misinformation that gave people the wrong impression about the health in their own bodies.
And that's why Fauci should not be pardoned and he should instead be in prison. No. But that probably won't happen.
Fauci is probably the worst perpetrator of them all. And I got to tell you that I love it when Rand Paul is someone that is not letting this go. Good for him for doing that. All right. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.